أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين خذ العفو وأمر بالعرف وأعرض عن الجاهلين
عفو اختیار کر اور معروف کا حکم دے.
Adopt forgiveness and enjoin kindness and turn away from those who are ignorant.
حضرت صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے بارے میں حضرت عائشہ رضی اللہ عنہا.
Regarding the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, this sentence of Hazrat Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, that Kana khuluquhul Qur'an, that is, his life was a practical model of the instructions and morals contained within the Holy Qur'an. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, his excellent moral qualities, they were like a vast ocean. And what is said here is that go forth and search out the valuable pearls from this ocean. And whatever pearl you've tried to find from this perfect exemplar, you will see that this Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his seal will be enhanced when you do this. This is that seal of the prophethood that we find in the divine instruction of Akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati, that I have perfected your religion for you and completed my favor upon you. So thus this perfection of the faith and this completion of these blessings, this occurred when this descended upon the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, through the last law-bearing book. And Allah completed this through the personage of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. So therefore, who more than the Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, understood this divine book? And who more understood the divine will than him? The life of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, every aspect of it, we see it as a practical illustration of what is entailed in the Holy Quran. And there, according to the instructions of Almighty Allah, it is also Uswa-i Hasana, the best example and the most perfect example. At this time before you, I will present regarding the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life an excellent quality, and I will present various snapshots relating to these qualities. And it is this quality that enhanced the love and affection in the pious people towards him.
Or munafiqeen ke
And also, those hypocrites, those evil things that they did, by forgiving those evil things, when he displayed this particular quality, and he implemented wa'ariz anil jahileen, that is, turning away from the ignorant. This quality that I would like to speak about, it is afw, or forgiveness. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, states that those who are near to Allah, they were abused profusely. They were put through extreme difficulties, but despite this, they were taught wa'ariz anil jahileen, that turn away from the ignorant. Even that perfect man, our Prophet, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, he was inflicted with great harm. He was abused, he was slandered with all sorts of profane language, and he was put through various kinds of difficulty. But that person who possessed perfect morals, what did he do in response to all of this? He prayed for them. And because Almighty Allah had already promised that he would turn away the ignorant, so therefore, we will protect your life. And these people of the world, they will not be able to harm or attack in any way. And this is exactly what happened. That Hazur, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, those who opposed him, they were not able to harm his honor in any way. And themselves, they were totally disgraced and defamed. And they either fell at his feet, or they were destroyed before everyone. Hazur says, it can be said ordinarily what has just been said, but to pass through these cruelties perpetually, and to see his companions pass through these cruelties, and then afterwards when power was attained, such an example of afw, of forgiveness, was displayed, the example of which we do not find since the world was created. This is a quality specific to the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, that in response to those who are hypocrites or those who are ignorant, he showed forbearance and he showed tolerance and forgiveness. This is not something ordinary. If there is any historian who can look at things justly, then despite any religious differences he may possess, he will not remain without admitting this, that the Prophet Muhammad's forbearance and his forgiveness and all his qualities were absolutely peerless. And there are some Hindu writers and also some Christian writers who have written and admitted this. Nevertheless, at this time I will present various incidents and events where the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's afw, forgiveness, this excellent quality of his, will be shed light upon. First of all, I will present an incident of Abdullah bin Ubay bin Sulul, who was the leader of the hypocrites. Outwardly, he accepted obedience to the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. However, upon the personage of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, obscene attacks he performed without any stone being left unturned. Despite living in Medina, there were various such incidents that kept on cropping up. His opposition was actually because of this fact, that the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, before he had migrated to Medina, the people of Medina wanted to make the Prophet their chief. However, after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to Medina, when he was accepted by the leaders of every tribe and every religion as the undisputed leader of the government, then this person, although not outwardly, but inwardly, in his heart, he was against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he kept on increasing in this opposition. This rancor, this envy kept on growing. In one narration, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, after he had gone to Medina and before the battle of Badr, there is an incident in this. And in this, Abdullah bin Ubay bin Sulul, it mentions that rancor within his heart, and in response to that rancor and envy, how the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, displayed patience. And this patience was actually an expression of afuf, forgiveness. That forgiveness illuminates even brighter at that time when afterwards, in various incidents that we see, the response of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, how it became apparent. Anyhow, it is mentioned in this narration that Imam Zuhri narrates that I heard from Zubair that Osama bin Zaid, may Allah be pleased with him, he told this, that the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, was going to a certain area and taking a sheet, he went on a donkey and Osama bin Zaid was sitting behind him. Saad bin Abada, may Allah be pleased with him, they went to inquire about his well-being. This incident was before Badr. Hazur says that is before the battle of Badr. So they passed through such a gathering where Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul was sitting down. He had not accepted Islam at that time. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, that saw that in this gathering were also Muslims, as well as idol worshippers, and also Jews. And in this very gathering was Abdullah bin Rawaha. When the dust flew out from underneath the foot of this donkey upon the people of this gathering, then Abdullah bin Ubay bin Sulu came out of his sheet and said, "Do not throw this dust upon us." The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, said, "Salam, peace to all of those people." Then he came off his mode of transport and he did Dawat al-Allah, he invited them towards Allah and he recited the Quran. Upon this, Abdullah bin Ubay said, "Oh, Mister, whatever you are saying, that is not good. And if even this is true, then do not recite this in our gathering and hurt us by doing this. Go back to your home and whoever comes to you, recite to them the Quran." Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, after hearing this, Abdullah bin Rawaha, may Allah be pleased with him, said that, "Why not, O Messenger of Allah, come to our gathering and recite the Quran to us, because we like hearing the Holy Quran." After this, the hypocrites and the Muslims and everyone stood up and they started debating with each other to the extent that it seemed like they were going to grab each other's necks. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, tried to restrain them and quiet them, and they finally quieted him. When they had quieted him down, the Prophet ﷺ returned to his mode of transport and finally he reached Saad bin Abada. And he told Saad bin Abada what Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul had said to him. So Saad bin Abada stated that, "O Messenger of Allah, display kindness and offer forgiveness to him, that being that descended the Holy Quran to you. Allah the Almighty has brought this truth which He has descended upon you. The people of this land had decided previously that Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul would be made the king, and that they would try to strengthen his hand further. But when the Almighty Allah, upon this decision, through this truth of the Holy Quran, rejected that, then he was extremely aggrieved by this. Because of this, he has treated you in this manner." The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, displayed afaf, forgiveness. But he did not do this because Saad bin Abada had said this and said that display kindness and forgiveness. In fact, the Prophet ﷺ had only just told him this, that this is how I have been treated today. Nevertheless, he said, "I will continue to display afaf, forgiveness, perpetually." It is said further on in this narration that the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and his companions, they would display forgiveness to these hypocrites because this is what Almighty Allah had told them. And whatever difficulties they faced, they showed patience in face of that. But after some time, when Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, when he became a Muslim, then that hypocritical attitude of his continued and he tried to afflict harm upon the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, continuously. It is mentioned in one narration that Jabir bin Abdullah, may Allah be pleased with him, narrates that one time we were going for some battle. that amongst the Muhajireen, one person hit an Ansar on his back. This Ansari then stated in a loud voice that, "O Ansar, come for my help." And the Muhajir, when he saw how the situation was developing, he said, "O Muhajireen, come to my aid." These voices were heard by the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and he inquired and said, "What is this time of the ignorance that is occurring?" And then it was told to the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, that, "O Messenger of Allah, one Muhajir hit the back of an Ansar." And the Prophet ﷺ stated that, "Refrain from doing this, this is something wrong." And the fight was just relating to drinking water or some problem arising from it. Anyhow, Hazrat says, this fight ensued. After this, this fact was heard by Abdullah bin Ubay bin Surul, the leader of the hypocrites. And he said, "The Muhajireen have done this, and I swear by God, if we return to Medina, then the most honorable person of Medina will turn out the most disgraced person of Medina." This statement of Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul was found out by the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. And upon hearing this, Hazrat Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, he stood up and said, "O Messenger of Allah, give me the permission that I will cut off the head of this hypocrite." Hearing this statement of Hazrat Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, the Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, said, "Forgive this. May people not start saying this, that Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, even kills his companions." Hazur says, despite those actions that that person performed, the Prophet Muhammad called that person his companion, because outwardly he was calling himself a Muslim. It is also mentioned in the narration that the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, called Abdullah bin Ubay and his companions. This has become well known. What is the situation? They rejected this. And certain Ansari people also gave recommendations in their favor and said, "Perhaps Zaid has been mistaken." And who said that this has been said, "Perhaps he is mistaken." Anyhow, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, did not ask any further questions to them after this. When Allah the Almighty had explained to him through the revelation that this is true, then everyone in the world knew that this was true. This is also mentioned in the Holy Quran, that يَقُولُونَ لَئِنْ رَجَعَنَا إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ لِيُخْرِجَنَّ الْأَعَزُّ مِنْ حَلْعَزَلْ وَلِلَّهِ الْإِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَكِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. The translation is that they say, "If we return to Medina, the one most honorable will surely drive out therefrom the one most mean or disgraced, while true honor belongs to Allah alone and to His Messenger and the believers. But the hypocrites know this not." Now after this revelation, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, who more than him knew that Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul was a liar and was a hypocrite. In fact, the Prophet's wisdom already told him that this person is a hypocrite. But despite this, he forgave him. In fact, even before he entered Medina, when Abdullah bin Ubay's son, who was a sincere young Muslim, he stated to the Prophet that, "I have heard this. And if the Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, so desires that he should be killed, then give me this commandment that I should kill my father myself. Because if somebody else were to kill him, or somebody else was to punish him, then may it not be that the attitude of the time of ignorance comes back, and I will kill that person who killed my father." Then the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ replied that it is not like this. "I have no intention of giving retribution to anybody. In fact," he said, "that I am going to display kindness and generosity to your father." So Hazrat says, not only was he not to punish him, but in fact he was going to display kindness with him. It was in this very journey when Hazrat Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, was accidentally left behind. The caravan had moved forward, and one companion who after the caravan had moved forward was taking account of the whole area to see if anything had been left behind. When he saw Hazrat Aisha, he first said, Inna lillah, to Allah we belong. And Hazrat Aisha was sleeping at the time. She woke up and she immediately put a cloth over her. That companion brought the camel nearby to her and she climbed onto the camel. When they moved forward, and these people joined up back with the caravan, then those same very hypocrites, they started spreading all sorts of rumors. And they spread rumors about Hazrat Aisha. They started raising all sorts of incorrect allegations, God forbid, about Hazrat Aisha. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, was extremely anxious upon hearing this. These allegations against Hazrat Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, were in actuality an attempt to inflict harm upon the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. One day when this incident had passed by and they reached Medina, then one day the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, entered the mosque and he was delivering a speech and he stated, and one of the sentences of the speech is that, O Allah, regarding my family, I have been hurt tremendously. But the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, bore all of this from the hypocrites. And those people who had raised these allegations, he did not immediately take retribution from them. When the revelation of absolvement of Hazrat Aisha was revealed, that even then these people were not punished, even though he knew that these people had raised these allegations, but in fact, he displayed afaf, forgiveness. It is mentioned in the narration that when Abdullah bin Ubay passed away, then his son, who was a sincere young Muslim, he came before the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and stated that, please give me your shirt or part of your clothing so that I can wrap my father and bury him in this clothing. So the Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, provided him with that clothing. And in fact, his kindness and his afa, forgiveness, was of such state that he actually went for the funeral prayer of that person and he led the funeral prayer of that person and he prayed for that person. Hazrat Umar stated that you know everything, that this person is a hypocrite. And regarding hypocrites, Allah the Almighty has said that even if you pray 70 times for their forgiveness, and if you try to ask for them to be forgiven, then they will not yet be forgiven. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, stated that Almighty Allah, even within this, has also given a permission, and I will try that I will pray more than 70 times for their forgiveness. In other words, that he will going to pray profusely. So that even if I have to pray more than 70 times in order to obtain his forgiveness, I will try. So Huzur says this was the example of the Prophet. And this was his example that he displayed even towards these hypocrites. So these incidents I have mentioned relates to the leader of the hypocrites. And it shows the forgiveness and kindness. Now I will present some other examples. For example, certain vulgar and ignorant people took certain steps. And these people who are bereft of humanity completely, and they used to do all sorts of immoral acts. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, status was not recognized by them. How did the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, display afav, forgiveness towards them? It is mentioned in a narration that Hadrat Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, states that I was in the presence of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was wearing a thick cloth that was slightly rough. A Bedouin dragged that cloth so hard that marks from it came upon the shoulder of the Prophet. Then that Bedouin said, O Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, from this wealth of Allah that He has provided towards you, give me these two camels. You are not going to give me any wealth from yourself or your father. Hearing these harsh words, first the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam remained quiet. Then he stated, "Al malo malullahi wa ana abduhu." In other words, he said, this possession and wealth is God's, and I am a man of God. Then the Prophet ﷺ stated, that this suffering you have inflicted upon me, retribution will be taken from you because of this. That Bedouin stated that I will not be given retaliation because of this. The Prophet ﷺ stated that why will this not happen? So that Bedouin replied that this is because you do not retaliate to evil with evil. Hearing this, the Prophet ﷺ burst out laughing and he smiled. So Hazur says, this forgiveness and kindness was displayed, and this gave courage to other people that they could do whatever they want. Then the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, instructed that from these two camels, upon one of them go and put barley and put dates in them, and this was given as a gift to him. How did the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ display afaf, forgiveness, with the opponents of Islam? I will present a few examples in relation to this. Hazrat Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, narrates that 80 people from the Quraysh of Makkah, upon the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ and his companions at the time of the Fajr, the dawn prayer, suddenly from the mountain of Tanim, they attacked them. Their intention was this, that the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, should be killed. However, they were caught. Afterwards, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, forgave them and let them go. Hazur says, can anyone present any such example of forgiveness? These people were war criminals. But the kindness and the generosity and the afaf, forgiveness, was shown. And it was said that, go forth, there is no punishment upon you. It is mentioned in another narration that Zayd bin Anas, that I heard from Anas bin Malik, may Allah be pleased with him, that once a Jew was passing by the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and instead of Assalamu alaik, he said Assalamu alaik, that is, may destruction be ordained upon you. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, addressed the companions and said, do you know what he said? Then the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, told them that he said Assalamu alaik. The companions, may Allah be pleased with them, saw what the Jew was doing. And they inquired from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that should we not kill this person? The Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, stated that no, you are not to kill him. He provided this lesson that this kindness is not just for myself, this is also for the opponents. Even those who perpetrate cruelties upon me, it is for them as well. Punishment is only necessary for those criminals where limits have been set, regarding whom Allah the Almighty has ordained punishment for, and also where clear commandments of the Holy Quran have been mentioned about these people, and Allah the Almighty has told him about this. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and his companions, one Jewish lady tried to feed them poisonous meat. And despite admitting her crime, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, forgave her. The companions were outraged and said, shall we kill her? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, absolutely not. Wahshi, there is a narration regarding him, Hazrat Hamza, may Allah be pleased with him, he was martyred in the battle of Uhud. And after this, he says that I came back to Makkah. This person had martyred Hazrat Hamza, may Allah be pleased with him. And there he spent the remaining days of his life. And in Makkah, Islam had spread in every direction. He said, after this, I went to Taif. The people of Taif, they sent their ambassadors to the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ and said to me that the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, he does not take retribution from ambassadors. So he says, therefore, I went with these emissaries from Taif. And I even went before the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. When the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ saw me, he inquired that, are you Wahshi? He said, yes, I am Wahshi. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, stated, did you kill Hamza? Wahshi said, as you have heard, that is correct. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, said, or this person said that the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, forgiving my mistake, said that would it be possible for you that you do not come before me? Where she says that after this instruction of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, I left Medina. The pinnacle level of afaf, forgiveness of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, can further be seen that when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam inquired further and asked further questions regarding the martyrdom of Hazrat Hamza, that how did you martyr him, and then what happened after that? So the companions relate that at that time tears were flowing down from the eyes of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. Remembering his uncle, naturally these tears most certainly would have come. That uncle, who in opposition to Abu Jahl, stood with the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and supported him. However, with relation to this murderer of Hazrat Hamza, despite the Prophet having power at that time, he displayed generosity and afav, forgiveness, and he forgave this Bashi. After the time of the victory of Makkah, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, passed a death sentence upon Ikrama, son of Abu Jahl, because he was a war criminal. And this death sentence was passed for this following reason, that Ikrama and his father had inflicted the greatest amount of suffering upon the Prophet Muhammad and his companions. When Ikrama came to know of this, that the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, has passed a death sentence upon him, then he fled towards Yemen. Behind him came running his wife, who was also his cousin, being the daughter of his paternal uncle, and also the daughter of Haris bin Hisham. She found him just about to board a ship. He was ready that I could board a ship and escape from here. It is also mentioned in one narration that she found him already boarded the ship, and that she was able to make him return by saying this, that, O son of my paternal uncle, that person who is the most peaceful, that person who is the most pious, and that person who is the best amongst all people, that is the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, do not destroy yourself. I have secured peace for you. Come back. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will forgive you. He will not say anything. Ikrama returned with his wife, and he said, O Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, my wife has informed me that you have given me peace. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, said that she is correct. You are being given peace. Immediately hearing this, Ikrama stated, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa annaka abduhu wa rasuluhu. Then Ikrama, in shame, stooped his head down. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, O Ikrama, everything that is in my power, if you ask anything from that, then I will provide it to you. Ikrama stated that all those cruelties that I have perpetrated to you, please forgive me for them. The Prophet Muhammad ﷺ replied that Allahu maghfir la Ikramaka kulla adawatin adaniha wa mantakhin takallama bih. That, O Allah, all those cruelties that he kept on perpetrating against me, forgive him. Then the Prophet ﷺ stated that, Ikrama, whatever he has said about me, forgive him for that. Hazur says, is there any such example of forgiveness like this? Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin wa barik wa sallam innaka hamidun majid. One person, Uzala bin Umair, at the occasion of the victory of Makkah, when the Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, was performing the tawaf, the circumambulation of the Kaaba, he was coming with the intention of killing the Prophet. Allah the Almighty had informed the Prophet of the scheme of that person. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called him, and he came. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him that, why have you come here? Obviously, because he was caught, he was going to lie. And he started offering excuses. The Prophet ﷺ smiled. And very lovingly, he called him before him. And he put his hand upon that person's chest. He did this without any fear that what weapon he may have or for what intention this person has come. Uzala states that when the Prophet put his hand on my chest, then all hatred within me immediately disappeared. That person who I had intended to kill, this kindness of his, this filled my heart with immense love for him. So Hazur says, therefore, this was the treatment of my master with his enemies. When a criminal was caught, rather than he being punished, the arrow of love was fired at him in a way that for the sake of the Prophet, they were then ready to sacrifice their lives. Can anyone at all parallel this, this generosity and this offer of forgiveness? However, we must always bear in mind this instruction of Almighty Allah, that the Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is a Uswa-e Hasana, the best and perfect example for you. So therefore, following and drawing attention to these examples is an obligation for today's Muslims, if only they could comprehend this. Umm al-Mu'mineen, the mother of the believers, Hazrat Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, narrates that the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, in any instance when he had two options, then he always took the easiest option, with the exception of those situations where those options, if taken, would lead to sin. And if an option would lead to sin, then he was the person who the most of all would run away from taking that. And the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, for his own person, never took retribution from anyone, except in those circumstances that somebody exceeds the limits set by Allah. Then in such a situation, the Prophet Muhammad punished that person for the sake of Allah. Hadrat Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, there is a narration regarding him that on one occasion, during a discussion, he said to the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, that, O Messenger of Allah, I would like to give my parents up a sacrifice for your honor. And he said, Hadrat Noah, may Allah be pleased with him, prayed about his people. That, O my Lord, do not leave anybody from the disbelievers on this earth. So he said, O Messenger of Allah, if you had prayed like Hazrat Noah about us, then we would have all been destroyed. Your back was beaten, blood was shed from your face, your teeth were even broken. But despite this, you only spoke good things. And you prayed this, that Allahumma ghfir li qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. That, O Allah, forgive my people, they are not aware of what they are doing. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, states that Hadrat Khatamul Anbiya, the seal of the Prophets, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, after attaining complete victory upon the people of Makkah and everyone else, and putting them under the might of the sword, it is after this that he forgave them. He only punished those few people regarding whom Allah the Almighty had ordained specific instructions for them to be punished. And except for those people who were destined to be punished, all the other criminals were forgiven. And attaining victory, he said, La tasriba alaykum al-yawm. And it is this very afaf, this forgiveness, that those opponents, in their eyes, this seemed impossible for them. And after the evils, when they came into the hands of their opponents, they thought that this was impossible. But seeing this forgiveness, thousands of people accepted the faith of Islam. So Hazur says, it is this afaf, this forgiveness of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, that in the eyes of the opponents was something that seemed almost impossible, that how could this kind of afaf, forgiveness, be shown? But when these people saw this treatment of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, what was the result? People accepted Islam. If only Muslims understood this point today, then the message of Islam would spread many times greater than before. If only these people would come out of the clutches of extremists and instead ponder on that example that is before us and that has been left by our master, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. May Allah the Almighty give these people understanding.
Alhamdulillah, nahmadu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'uzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.